So, paying attention to impermanence. Later on, I'm going to lead a guided meditation on impermanence. But I think it can be something that's really good to do off the cushion. Mindful walking can be a really good context for doing it. Being in this kind of environment, being in nature is fantastic for reflecting on noticing impermanence. There's a whole meditation you can do called sky gazing, which I really recommend giving a try. So basically, you just lie on your back and watch the clouds changing. Make sure you don't look too near the sun. So, that can be a really lovely meditation to do, actually. Just taking some time to do that. Or watching wood smoke, something like that. Watching fires is always good. There's another one. Or the wind in the trees, all of these things. I think there's often a sense, like when I've done sky gazing, it's like you're looking at these clouds, and of course, it can be really beautiful as well. And there's this awareness that you're looking at something out there, but this is. You can also reflect, this is me as well. I'm also subject to impermanence. My experience is constantly changing like this, just like these clouds. Yeah. So I really recommend just taking some time to do that during the retreat. So that is pretty much all I wanted to say about impermanence. There's going to be a lot more to say about dukkha and anatta. In some ways, impermanence is quite straightforward on the intellectual ideas level. And also, we wanted to have some time for, as well as a guided meditation, have a bit of time for questions. We thought we'd have a bit of a question and answer session.